Results from exploratory wells in North Slope shale oil deposits are encouraging. Anchorage-based Great Bear Petroleum is doing fieldwork aimed at determining if the unconventional crude source is economically recoverable. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Great Bear has drilled two test holes on state lease land south of Prudhoe Bay. Company president and CEO Ed Duncan says the drill cores have corresponded with geologic models.
The rocks are present at the depth we predicted, in the thicknesses that we predicted, with the kind of thermal maturity that we predicted, and the phase of petroleum that we predicted at the intervals that have been penetrated. So the model that we started with has been proven, at least at that level of geological proof.
Duncan, who has 30 years of oil industry experience, says the exploratory drilling is just the first step in determining whether the shale oil is economically recoverable. Shale deposits need stimulation, like hydraulic fracturing, to bring rock-trapped crude to the surface. The technique requires a lot of wells, including an underground network of lateral piping. Duncan says Great Bear has a lot of work to do to determine whether North Slope shale has commercial potential.
We haven't drilled a lateral, we haven't fracture stimulated that, and we haven't flowed back that fracture stimulated lateral to test the commerciality. Commerciality is going to be dependent on production rate and ultimate recovery per well.
Duncan says the commercial assessment field work is scheduled for coming weeks. Duncan spoke at a public meeting on shale oil in Fairbanks Thursday. University of Alaska Fairbanks Vice Chancellor for Research and former state oil and gas director Mark Myers says as conventional oil declines, shale oil is the next big onshore potential.
You got to remember the source rocks that you're testing here are the same rocks that put the oil into Prudhoe, Kuparik, Endicott, Alpine, North Star, etc. So we're really just tapping the source that generated the oil rather than the oil that migrated into conventional structures. And the North Slope is probably, if not the most prolific basin in the world, very close to it in terms of its oil source rocks.
Meyer says high oil prices and improving technology are leveraging shale oil development. Shale reserves are different from conventional oil in that they require a series of new wells throughout their multi-decade lifespan, an infrastructure and labor-intensive endeavor. Shale oil booms in Montana, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Texas have created tens of thousands of jobs in recent years. Great Bear has leased 500,000 acres of shale oil prospect lands on the North Slope. Fairbanks Senator Joe Pascvan, who organized Thursday's shale oil session, says if the Alaska resource pans out, the state has a lot to gain.
We're maybe 5 years from now that we are putting 500,000 barrels or more a day of shale oil into the taps line.
Pascvan attributes new oil investment in Alaska by independent companies like Great Bear in part to tax credits provided by the state. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.